WGCH Newsletter Time 7:53, third Thursday of the month at this time, joined by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk about some of the last things as we head toward the new year and the new session coming up next month. What are some of your top priorities?
Well, certainly the top on everyone's mind is the rising energy costs, Connecticut and beyond. Obviously, the rising electricity prices this winter is a major problem, but Connecticut's electricity grid's been far too expensive for far too long. So we need long-term reforms, not just short-term fixes, long-term reforms that bend the cost curve down and make Connecticut's energy portfolio more affordable for everyone. So I'm already working on legislation on that front. Our caucus has talked a lot about reforms on that front as well. So we need to work across the aisle in order to accomplish it.
Now, the legislative session, or legislative breakfast, I should say, a week ago, one of the headlines that came out of that was that changing from Eversource or going to someone else, or what was kind of the details of that?
Yes. So because Connecticut has a deregulated up generation market, you can change your electricity supplier away from Eversource. So you can go to energizect.com in order to shop around for a different energy supplier. And basically, Eversource is the standard service, and it's a six-month service. But you could shop around for different services from different suppliers. The difference is that they're longer-term plans, sometimes 24, 36 months. But because they're longer-term plans, the price per month can be lower if we have a situation like we do now with very high electricity rates. What you have to be careful about is that after 6 months, it's probable that Eversource's standard service will be a lower rate, will come back down and be a lower rate than some of these alternative plans if you lock in now. And you have to make this decision before the new year. So go to energizect.com to look at it now. But the thing is that you can also cancel if you switch over to a different service currently. You can also cancel at any time with no penalty. So I highly recommend everyone go to energizect.com to look for the alternative suppliers.
Okay, so that's what came out of it. Yeah, because I've done that for years. The energyct.com, it's a good website.
Well, that's why people should listen to your show, because you're ahead of the curve.
I actually talked about that, I think, when George Jepson was Attorney General, about trying to get so it's been a few years. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and make sure you get one of those ones that don't have a fee that you have to pay to get out of it. Okay.
Yes, it doesn't. None of them have a fee. By law, they can't charge a fee to switch out of it.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right, good. All right, let's talk about inflation now and what can be done about that.
Yeah, so obviously inflation is a national problem, but Connecticut as well, the cost of living has been too high generally for too long as well. And I think there are things that we can do in the state government in order to fix that. We can streamline regulations in the healthcare space in order to expand supply, expand access, which would drive down costs. So I'll submit legislation on that front this term as well. Obviously, on the electricity front, I think that with smart reforms that we could reduce electricity costs by $200, $300 per year for the average resident, again, with common sense type reforms. And then something that more people are finally talking about is reducing income taxes on the middle class. We're in the fiscal position where we could do that in a smart, fiscally responsible way. But I think it's very important to create long-term growth and increase real wages in the long run, that we have pro-growth policies, which means lower income tax rates for everybody, but especially the middle class, in a state where income tax burden is far higher than almost any other state in the country. So those are things that I've run on in my past few elections as priorities: lower energy prices, lower healthcare costs, and lower income tax rates in order to create economic growth.
And then finally, the Connecticut truck tax due to go up in about 2.5 weeks, beginning at the start of the year, right?
Yeah, and it's not revenues that we need as a state in the special transportation fund, which is in the black, which isn't to say that we shouldn't be economizing the spending, which is pretty bloated in the first place and ineffective or inefficient in the first place. So, you know, you have a tax increase coming, and it's gonna hit consumers at the grocery store and other goods that they buy at the store, because that's how the goods are delivered, by truck on our. So, you know, we need to be smarter about the policies we pass and implement in this state. We can't keep imposing new costs on the middle class in a state that's already too expensive to live in the first place. So we've been against that policy as a Republican caucus for years now. We hope that this term that our friends on the other side of the aisle will agree to cut taxes across the board in order to alleviate that pain.
All right, Senator Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and we'll talk to you next month when the session will be underway. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.